Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Welcome back, folks. You know that on Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m. we set aside time for our NOLA Coalition segment to highlight those that are working hard in the trenches each and every day to make our place that we call home, the greater New Orleans area, a better place to live, work, and raise our family. And all of those are nice, very, very nice cliches, right? But they're real in a real sense. We need to care about this place that we call home. We need to take care of this place that we call home. And we need to take pride in this place that we call home. And this has been one of the most rewarding segments that I've done on the show since I started on radio 7 years ago. And I've got to learn about so many different people doing so many incredible things day in and day out, facilitating so many people in need in our city, which makes this a better place to live with all certainty. And today is no different. We're joined by Brittany Allen, Executive Director of Girls on the Run. Brittany, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Thanks for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, thank you, Brittany, for joining us. So tell us about the mission and vision of Girls on the Run. I love the title, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, and let me just clarify with our title. When we say Girls on the Run, we mean walk, stroll, push, whatever you have to do to cross the finish line. We are an after-school program that partners with community sites and schools all over the greater New Orleans area, and we encourage girls to be joyful, to be healthy and confident through our curriculum. That's a 10-week program that incorporates running and body movement, but also helps them to build their confidence, grow in a mastery climate. And what we mean by that is a climate where it's not competitive. You don't have to be an athlete to be a part of Girls on the Run. You just have to be passionate about connecting with yourself and with the girls around you.
Now, Brittany, you said it's an aftercare program to school?
Yeah, it's an after-school program that we partner with schools all over the greater New Orleans area to put on, as well as hosting at several of the community sites like Joe Brown Park and City Park throughout the community.
So your participants, what has been the reaction to this is a kind of a very unique way of approaching it, right?
For sure.
And so tell us how you got to this point with this program.
Sure. Well, Girls on the Run is actually a national program that's been around for nearly 30 years. Our council here in New Orleans has been around for almost 15 years. We'll be celebrating 15 years in 2025. And so I am fairly new to the organization, but as a native, when I learned about Girls on the Run and the program and what it was doing for girls, number one, I was like, man, I wish that there was a program around like that when I was a girl. And then also to be able to impart this into our community and kind of leave a legacy of building up the whole girl. I think that's the thing that drew me to our program to begin with, is that we are concerned about the whole girl, her emotional well-being, her physical well-being, her mental well-being, and helping her to understand that all of those pieces are connected. And it's so cool because we get to do it outside of a classroom and a chalkboard or a computer. It's an experience. And so what happens a lot of the time is the girls go through the program, and over time we get these emails and messages from parents that are seeing their daughters be more confident, they're seeing their girls able to accomplish more or approach hard things with a more positive mindset. Or, you know, even being able to say, hey, you know, like, I'm gifted and so is my teammate, and we don't have to compete. We can be great together. Matter of fact, when I'm shining and she's shining, we're shining even better. So it's a really, really amazing program, really rewarding to be a part of. And I'm just so grateful and honored to serve as the executive director here.
Brittany, it sounds to me that y'all kind of start with providing a safe environment, which is not, it sounds like it should be easy, but it's not always the case, right?
Sure. Yeah, we work really hard with our schools and our different sites to make sure that everyone that is participating is equipped to be able to pour into the girls. We, our rock star volunteer coaches, we have coaches that have volunteered for years now who get trained. They get their online training, in-person training, refreshers. Our curriculum is evidence-based, so we do as much as we can to, like you say, create a really safe environment and a place where our girls can.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
So what are the age groups of the, or the ages of the participants?
So we have 2 programs. For 3rd through 5th graders, we have our curriculum called Girls on the Run. And then we also have a program for 6th through 8th graders called Heart and Soul, which is, it aligns with the Girls on the Run program, but it just kind of helps meet girls at that later age where they're starting to be teenagers and different pressures are starting to come about. So we created a curriculum specifically for that age group. And we offer seasons in the spring and the fall.
And so what would a typical day look like for a participant in the program?
Okay, yeah. So we meet twice a week. The girls start after school. They might meet with their coach, and it might start. What I love about our lessons is that not only do the lessons build on top of one another, but even every individual lesson kind of builds. So, for example, there might be a day where we're talking about emotions. That might start with a light chat about how you felt today. Did you have a good day? Then it might turn into a body scan where the girls are encouraged to take a moment to breathe and kind of think through how they're feeling. And then there might be a physical activity that they do to identify and maybe even visualize what certain emotions are. So like, hey, what does it look like when you're angry? Can you show me anger? Can you show me excitement? And then it can conclude with them running laps while they're having conversations or even thinking through. There might be a prompt to think through how can you feel like a better version of yourself, or what is happening throughout your day that you really love? And so they're encouraged to process mentally while they're also moving their body physically and having like fun activities with the girls that they're participating in.
I love to ask folks that are involved in these programs to give us an example of a success story of building that confidence and, you know, that self-confidence and going out and taking on the world. Do you have one?
I do. Actually, last season, which was my first season, there was a young lady from Sherwood Einstein in New Orleans East, and she was so excited to when she came to the 5K, and she had a little testimonial where she was saying how when she first started, she didn't feel confident. And I'm talking about a young lady that was like in third or fourth grade, but she was very expressive, and she said that when she first started, she was afraid. She didn't know if she could run a long distance, and she was nervous, and she started talking about how much more confident she felt, how she was excited. She got some new running shoes. She was excited to keep running because she realized how much running helped her to feel good about herself. And I mean, honestly, from her to just watching the girls run across the finish line at their celebratory 5K, it's one of the most rewarding experiences because you can see on their face they realize that they did something that they didn't think initially was possible for them. But they did something hard, they worked towards it, and they feel great about who they are now.
That's, you know, it's incredible once they get that confidence, right? That and it transcends into so many other different things that they're doing in their life, right?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it helps the whole family because you have your parents who were concerned about their daughter's success in school or in other programs, and because of the confidence that they're now experiencing and exhibiting, there is a pressure that the parents don't feel as much anymore because they see their daughter growing. They see her becoming who the best version of herself. It's really beautiful.
You know, in a lot of these schools today, I mean, a lot of schools that I went to, my high school was all boys. I mean, we had boys and girls in grammar school. It's kind of different, right? And it provides that safe harbor for girls to be girls, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's really special because it is a, if you will, like a sacred place, and there's a place where they can just be. So that's pretty amazing.
Now, you guys are celebrating your 14th year here in New Orleans, and it seems as though you guys have had kids in this program during those 14 years where you've made a significant impact on a lot of kids.
Yeah. Since 2010, we've actually served over 6,000 girls throughout our community, which is exciting. And, you know, the pandemic tried to rock us, but we are rocking it and we're growing every season. We're excited that this season we're serving at about 20 different sites. We have over 200 girls just this season alone, and we're only looking to expand that. We want to make sure that our program is accessible to everyone, and so we are partnering with schools. We're letting them know that we want to make sure whatever it is that we have to do, that we can make it accessible. So we have a sliding scale. We offer scholarships. There's never a reason why – there's never any girl that we would turn down because we want to make sure that every girl in the greater New Orleans area has the opportunity to participate in our curriculum.
Absolutely. Now, y'all put on a number of events, of running events that are open to the public, and you have one or a couple of them in the fall, right?
We do. So we, every season in the spring and the fall, we conclude our program with a celebratory 5K for all of our season participants, but also for our community to come out. So we will be hosting our celebratory 5K on Saturday, November 9th, at the Shrine on Airline. And you can participate by being a community runner. It's more like a fun run than anything else. So it's not exclusively for serious runners. If you want to walk it, that's fine too, but it's a great way to see the essence of our program in action. And also, too, if folks want to volunteer, we would love to have folks volunteer and be a part of our experience with the girls.
Now, Brittany, if folks want to find out more about your program and more about the event at the Shrine on Airline on Saturday, November 9th, where would they go?
They can go to www.gotrnola.org. That's G as in girl, O as in on, T as in the, and R as in run. gotrnola.org. And you can also find us on all social media platforms under the same GOTRNOLA, Instagram and Facebook.
Brittany, final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I think that if anyone has the opportunity to and has the desire to impart into our future, to impart into the legacy of New Orleans, get involved with Girls on the Run. We see a rise and a thrive of women in business, in politics, in healthcare. And so the best thing that we can give them is not only shining on their gifts, but shining on their humanity, helping them to be people who are caring, who are kind, who can embrace their gifts while also embracing others. So get involved with Girls on the Run. It's a fantastic program, and we all benefit from it.
Brittany Allen, Executive Director of Girls on a Run, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate what you do. Your organization is definitely a New Orleans difference maker. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We are at the East Jefferson YMCA today, and we are celebrating Healthy Aging Month and Senior Day at the East Jefferson Y. Come on out. We're on Riverside Drive, right off of Power Boulevard, right next to the Rouses on Power Boulevard. Can't miss it. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.